This is an answer to the question, what has been the most difficult obstacle for you becoming a poet? And sometimes I was tempted to say something like the world or making money, but which are both very real obstacles. But for me, I think the biggest obstacle is straight up myself. All of the doubts and insecurities and ways that I hold myself back. And I'm writing this in March of 20, or we're reading this, speaking into my phone on March 2020. And maybe last year, last spring or two springs ago, there was this cardinal who is outside of our window and come March and just going crazy at his own reflection, pounding the window with his beak and exhausting himself and bang, 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 and go back to the brush and bang, bang, bang. And finally we had to put up some kind of bird attack spray that whites out the window so he can't attack himself or attack his reflection. And that's so much like what I feel like my experience of as a poet, at least in the past, has been. I feel like I try to write a poem about that cardinal thing, and I think it's better just speaking it as a metaphor, because it's just very true. And I think I say that because I think I know at the times when I I'm not saddled by insecurity or doubt. And I'm just kind of like writing my poems. I don't really care about other things. Like the rest, it doesn't matter what job I have or how much money I'm making or whatever else is going on in the world. I'm pretty happy and immune and just like writing poems. But when I start to kind of get things get a little twisted and I start comparing myself to other people or other writing or why I'm not very successful or yada yada yada, and then I kind of start to shrink and get a little self-conscious, and then everything just goes to shit. And how do you get out of that? I was just going to end right there about that. How do you get out of that? Well, this is good advice. I'll give it to myself. I go for a walk in the woods. That's helpful. I hang out with my wife. She's a very nice, loving, friendly person. She's a good cocktail maker. And maybe we'll have a margarita and eat some chips and talk about our day and walk down the driveway with our dog to the mailbox and see if there's any mail. And then come back home and maybe sit and watch a Netflix show. And that often will help more than anything.